I'm joined by Karen Friedman Agnifilo, former number two at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Karen, Donald Trump just filed a motion to exclude evidence and a request for an adjournment based on what he says presidential immunity in the Manhattan District Attorney case set for trial on March 25th. In other words, Donald Trump is seeking to stop the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against him for making these hush money payments and then falsifying the business records. The thrust of the conduct took place before he was ever in office. But Trump is arguing here that because some of his conduct, the intent type of elements that would have to be shown may have taken place while he was in office, statements that he made after, this entire case needs to be thrown out, or at very least, it needs to be delayed or put on pause right now. What do you make of this motion? What do you think its implications are? But Trump seeking to delay that trial, claiming absolute presidential immunity for conduct predates when he was in office.
Ben, first of all, you called this the minute the Supreme Court granted cert, that this was going to be his opportunity to seek delay. A bunch of us, who just lawyers in who work in Manhattan and who are following this case, have been thinking about how is he going to try and delay this trial? Because we all know he doesn't want to go to trial in any of his cases. He wants to just keep playing the victim card, and the trial is the last thing he wants to do. So we've all been wondering, what's it going to be? How is he going to delay it? And we thought one way to for sure delay it was to create a conflict with one of his lawyers, and so they have to get a new lawyer. That could still come. Let's see if that's what he tries to play. But this was the only other card he really has, which is to try to use this recent grant of certiorari that the Supreme Court is doing in his DC Circuit case to determine whether or not there will be presidential immunity for criminal acts committed while in office, whether or not it's within his job description and in the outer perimeter or not. And he is basically, if you look at the motion and you read it, he's basically recycled all of the arguments he's been making and lost in the DC Circuit on presidential immunity, right? He's talking about how he talked about the Blasingame case. He's talked about the fact, the outer perimeter argument, which is all civil, is not criminal, but he's trying to make an analogy to civil. And then the other thing he recycles is this impeachment judgment clause, that argument that you have to impeach me first and then convict me in the Senate in order for me to be able to be criminally prosecuted. And that argument makes some sense that he would at least make it in the DC Circuit case, because that was a federal indictment. That is a case that he was impeached for and acquitted. But this case in the Manhattan DA's office is about his personal life. This has nothing to do with while he was president. In fact, most of the conduct, criminal intent that was formed, I should say, happened prior to him becoming presidency. In fact, the whole reason he did it was to try and steal the presidency, frankly, was to try and suppress information from the voters so they wouldn't find out about the fact that he was sleeping with Stormy Daniels when he had a newborn at home and was married. So so that was a personal thing. And the reason I think this is going to ultimately fail. Now, there's two questions. Will it succeed and will it delay the case? Because by delaying the case, in some ways, that's succeeding. The reason I think it'll substantively fail ultimately is he's been making all along arguments that this is personal conduct, right? He was making this before there was ever a case. He was saying, oh, this is personal. This has nothing to do with the election. And so when he made, if you remember, Ben, he went to Judge Hellerstein in the United States Southern District Court, right? The district court, federal district court in the Southern District of New York. He tried to remove this case, the Alvin Bragg case, you know, the federal removal doctrine, where you argue that it's not appropriate to prosecute me because this was official acts. I was acting under the color of my authority, and I was a federal officer, et cetera. And he tried to do that, right, to get it removed to federal court. And Judge Hellerstein, all these arguments were made already, and said, this was personal. You even argued that he was your that Michael Cohen was your personal lawyer, that he had nothing to do with the campaign, that he had nothing to do with your presidency. This was personal. And so you can't argue two different things in two different places and then think that the judges don't know. So he's already tried to make that argument. So that's why I think he's ultimately going to lose that argument, because because Judge Hellerstein rejected it. And then he didn't bring up presidential immunity then. He didn't raise it. So I would argue that he has waived it and that it's already been found to be personal. Nice try to shoehorn it in though now into this particular grant of cert, because that's what he's doing. He's trying to say, oh, I'm not delaying. This could only happen now because the Supreme Court just recently granted cert. It's an important question. You have to delay it. And so that's why he's doing it now. And he tries to fit in he tries to kind of shoehorn in these what he knows to be personal into official acts by saying things like, well, the Twitter account that I use, I tweeted some stuff out on this, and the prosecutor talked about wanting to use this stuff, but that was all, the Twitter stuff was all an official presidential account. And so therefore it implicates a presidential question. And by the way, the reporters were talking to me and I made public statements on Air Force One. That's presidential. I mean, just because you happen to be president and you're doing things in your personal life doesn't make it presidential. So I think it's going to ultimately fail. That's substantively.
I've tried so many different things to try to maintain a heart-healthy lifestyle. I've tried crash diets. I've started cardio routines, exercising, lots and lots of things, because your heart, nothing is more important than your heart, but nothing seems to stick. And so what can we do that is so good for our heart? One thing that I've been able to do every single day, because I love it, is Super Beats Heart Chews. You can get daily blood pressure support in just 2 tasty chews per day. And they even promote heart healthy energy without the stimulants. So paired with a healthy lifestyle, I do still try to walk and exercise and eat healthy. But this is really, really good for you. It's clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than just a healthy lifestyle alone. Heart health is important for me because I want to be around as long as possible for my loved ones now that I'm a grandmother. I want to be around as long as I possibly can. Super Beats Heart Chews gives me the peace of mind that I'm doing the right thing and doing something good for myself every single day. So I love to take Super Beats Heart Chews every morning. And after taking them, I actually feel like I'm doing something good for myself. And like I said, they're really delicious. They're a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. It's a plant-based, no artificial sweeteners or colors, little chewy thing. I cannot recommend Super Beats Heart Chews enough for our listeners. So double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free monthly supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-sized bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to legalafbeats.com. That's legalafbeats.com. Get this exclusive offer only at legalafbeats.com.
Now, will it delay the case? That's another question, right? That's Judge Mershon is going to have to really look at this, because the supremacy clause, right, which means the federal government or the federal laws trump state laws, the supremacy clause could complicate this. But I would argue that Judge Mershon is not going to delay the trial, and that he's going to lose on all accounts here. This has nothing of all the cases. This truly has nothing to do with his presidency or his candidacy.
But with an out-of-control Supreme Court, doesn't matter. And I mean, and that's what it comes down to. When I saw the Supreme Court grant certiorari, which I thought they shouldn't do in the first place, in the Washington, D.C. criminal case for Trump's attempt to overthrow the results of the 2020 election, my first comment to you, Karen, and to our group chat with Popak and others who work at Legal AF was, let me tell you exactly what he's going to do next. he's going to use this in New York to try to delay the Manhattan District Attorney trial. And some of our producers and others who work with us go, but what are the grounds? I go, it doesn't even matter. He's just going to use it and say, see, absolute presidential immunity. And I agree with you, Karen. He's going to lose here before Judge Mershon. He's going to lose at whatever the next levels are. But what he's going to do, and I didn't do a hot take on this earlier because, you know, I didn't want to be accused of giving his legal team ideas, even though I knew they were going to do this anyway. I didn't want to go, well, Ben, you did a hot take on this and now Trump's doing it. I knew he would do it anyway. But again, for the sake of being cautious, I didn't want to do a hot take. Trump will go to the Supreme Court in the next 2 weeks. He's going to seek an emergency stay of the trial so that they could at least hear the issues. And I think that the Supreme Court will likely grant a stay of the trial. I think they'll probably say that there should at least be briefing on the issue. They'll have a 2 to 3 week briefing period. They may take some time before coming back about whether they will merge this with the other case or not. And I don't know what they shouldn't merge this with the April 25th oral argument that's going to be taking place, but who knows what they'll do. But I could see them actually delaying this case because they're so rogue and, you know, and they're so out of control. I have to believe that the Supreme Court's going to do the worst possible thing when it comes to our democracy. They've given me no evidence to the contrary. And again, people may be saying, absolute president, what could he possibly be claiming? And Karen, you pointed out essentially another way of saying it is Trump argues that some of the evidence against him for his cover up and him trying to, and evidence that he engaged in the criminal conduct before he was in office were statements that he made while he was in office. So imagine somebody robs the bank, right? That's the crime. And then they go into office and they either start bragging about robbing the bank or they start denying that they robbed the bank. Trump's trying to basically say all of those statements of me saying I didn't rob the bank, that actually cloaks the bank robbery in immunity. So I shouldn't be charged with the bank robbery because I denied robbing the bank while I was in office. And that's basically what this is about. I mean, that's what the absolute presidential immunity claim is. That's why it's so absurd. It shouldn't matter what political party you are. This should be offensive to any concept of common sense and law and order. But that's where we are. That's the filing that Trump just made moments ago. Karen, I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, just Ben, I give you a lot of credit. You called this. I mean, you really did. You called it the minute it happened that he's going to use this to delay the case. So for people who watch the Midas Touch Network and watch Legal AF, you know, we kind of all know a lot of what we're talking about from experience, and especially in this particular case, because I worked at the Manhattan DA's office. I'm hoping I can give some of the reveal codes of what's going on and an insight into what people are going to be doing. But Ben, that's just really impressive that you've gotten to know Trump's legal antics to the point where you can actually predict exactly what he's going to do even before he does it. So hopefully Judge Mershon will do this quickly and deny it quickly. And I'm hoping that the Supreme Court will just rule that this was clearly, clearly personal and had nothing to do with his presidency, even though he happened to be president at the time that he wrote some of the checks and falsified some of his personal business records of his personal business.
How embarrassing to our country. I mean, just embarrassing to our country, embarrassing to law, you know. Just, I never thought going to law school and just even seeing these arguments, you know, that this would ever even be fathomable. But folks, that's why it's important that we just get out the truth, get out the information, make sure we improve everybody's understanding of what these moves are. We'll keep you updated as we learn more here at the Midas Touch Network. Karen Friedman Agnifilo will be doing more daily updates on all things Manhattan District Attorney trial coming up. And so we'll keep you posted there on what that schedule is going to be like. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers. And thank you so much for watching. Have a good
one. Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report. Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.